This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We begin by praising Allah Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all worlds, the Exalted, the Majestic, and we ask Him to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and every single person who embraces the prophetic path, who embraces the prophetic teachings with ikhlas, with sincerity until the end of time. I begin by reminding myself and then all of you all gathered here for Salatul Jumu'ah to adopt a life of taqwa, and that is to instill into your lives, into every facet of your lives, the consciousness of your Maker, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do this, O believer, O slave of Allah, you are assured of victory, you are assured of success in this world as well as the hereafter, as our Maker declares this in the Noble Quran in Surah An-Naba, Inna lil muttaqina mafaza. Indeed, for the muttaqoon, indeed for the people of taqwa, is mafaza, is victory, is success in this world as well as the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa, and may He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters, our days revolve around time. Think about it. The adhan is scheduled at a certain time. The sermon is supposed to go on for a certain period of time. You know that, oh, okay, perhaps now based on this, you schedule your day. 1:30, I need to be here. 2:30, I need to be there. 3:30, I need to be at this place. Time is an amana. Time is a trust given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a resource that cannot be bought. You cannot buy time. You can have 1,000,000 rupees with you. Can you go somewhere? Is there a time store? There are places where they sell watches. Okay. But can you go and buy time? Can I get 1 year, 2 years, a few months? You can't buy time. Can you borrow time? If you need money, you can go to someone and borrow money. I need 100,000 rupees. I need 50,000 rupees. You can borrow money. You can borrow food. You can borrow a vehicle. You can borrow so many of the resources that are out there. But can you borrow time? Can you go to someone and say, give me some time? Lend me some time. You can't borrow. Can you extend the time that you've been given? You cannot extend. Once a moment passes, a second passes, it is gone forever. It is gone forever. The minute that went by, can you get it again? You cannot get it again. Even if you spend millions and billions of dollars, you cannot get it. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on time. He promises on time in the Noble Quran, wal asr, to indicate the importance of time, how important it is. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by something, it signifies the importance of that matter, the immense importance of that matter. So today, inshallah ta'ala, let us deeply reflect on how we use this precious gift of time. Let us confront an uncomfortable truth. How much of our time is actually spent productively, is actually spent in good deeds preparing for the hereafter? Why do you go to work? Why? You're going to work. You're supposed to be at your workplace 8 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 9 a.m. You're clocking in the hours. You get off 5, 5:30, 6, OT on top of that sometimes. Why? So that you make a living, you earn money. You know how important it is. Can you stay away from your job? If you stay away from your job for too long, you will lose your job. So you know how important it is to go and clock those hours. Why? Because you need the money. You need the money to feed yourself, to feed your wife, to feed your children, to fund your house, to fund your vehicle. You know how important it is. So you spend these hours on a daily basis to secure a good life in ad-dunya. Then what about al-akhirah? You're going to live there forever and ever and ever. What about your house in al-akhirah? What about your family in al-akhirah? What about your life in al-akhirah? How much of time do you think you have to spend investing in that life? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at this hadith. Hadith is recorded in the book of Imam al-Tirmidhi. He says, the lifespan of my ummah will be between 60 and 70 years. 60 to 70 years. So if we are now to live on average for 60 years, touch your hearts, people in the crowd. Oh, I'm 20 years old now. I'm 30 years old now. I'm 40 years old now. I'm 50 years old now. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, 60 to 70. So if you're going to live on average for 60 years, how much of that time is truly available for us to worship Allah, to seek knowledge, to contribute to the betterment of ourselves spiritually, of our families, of our communities, to leave behind a legacy, inshallah ta'ala. I want to share with you all a swift calculation, shocking reality. Imagine a person is blessed with 60 years of life. See, none of us here in the crowd know for sure, oh, I'm going to live until 60. If you are 30 now, what guarantee do you have that you will live till you hit 60? No guarantee. No guarantee whatsoever. You could die tomorrow. Why tomorrow? You could die the next minute. Every second, almost two people die. This is something that we have to keep reminding ourselves. It's a reality. Every second, almost two people die. A second has passed. Somewhere in the world, two people have died. In the next second, it could be you, it could be me. Let this sit in. So we have no guarantee that we're going to hit 60, number one. But let's say, for the sake of this calculation, let's say if we have an individual who has been assured, you're going to live for 60 years, for 60 wholesome years on the face of this earth. How many hours do we sleep every day? Sleep foundations, sleep organizations, you go online, you'll see. There are many sleep foundations. They study sleep. And they recommend that you're supposed to sleep anywhere from 7 to 9 hours per day. Okay? 7 to 9 hours. So this, if you calculate it, 7 to 9 hours, it amounts to 1/3 of our lives. 1/3. So from 60 years, 20 years sleeping. 20 years sleeping. How many years have you got left now? 40. If you are to live until 60, may Allah grant you and me long and healthy and productive lives. Ameen. Out of the 60, you have left 40. Our Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي he says that it is he who made the night, جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا, the night as a clothing. The night for us to rest as the darkness comes in. We rest every single day. Why? Our bodies are tired. We are fatigued. We need the rest to wake up the next day, to function like normal. You can't go without sleep. Sleep is important. Sleep is needed. Sleep is essential. But 20 years of your life gone just like that. You can't do anything whilst you sleep. 20 years gone. Work. Most people work an average of 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, for at least 40 years. We have workaholics who go on working beyond that as well, mashallah. But on average, 40 years, 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. This totals approximately 10 years of our lives. Work is important, like I highlighted earlier on, to provide for yourself, provide for your families, fulfill our obligations. But ask yourself how much of your work is actually connected to the ultimate purpose, the ultimate destination. Remember, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, no soul will pass away until that soul has received its rizq in full. So chasing this dunya excessively at the expense of your good deeds is a trade-off that you cannot afford. 10 years of your life gone working. So how many years have you got left now? 30 years. Eating, we have to eat. Some of us, we eat twice a day. Alhamdulillah, there is a shift now. You see, people are becoming more and more conscious. So people are careful with their diet. People are careful with what they put into themselves. Not generalizing, there is still a very unhealthy trend. Very unhealthy trend. And that trend is fueled by all of the fast food and everything that is out there where we eat very unhealthy food. You are what you eat. Remember that. You are what you eat. But still, along with a crowd, a segment that eats twice a day, you have the norm who consume 3 meals a day, and then there are some exceptions as well, where there are people who eat 5 times a day, 7 times a day. On average, 1.5 hours per day eating and drinking. So across 60 years, this totals 4 years. Allah has blessed us with food. He says in the noble Quran, "Kulu washrabu," eat and drink. "Wala tusrifu," but do not be excessive. Do not waste. So 4 years gone in eating and drinking. Recreation. A lot of us, we have hobbies, we have leisure activities. And along with that, I'm going to go into a tangent in just a bit. You have social media, you have screen time. Subhanallah, screen time, scary. Now most devices are equipped with this, whether you are on iOS or whether you are on Android. Most of the major companies, they have come up with this feature where you can go into the settings, and not only that you have to go into the settings, it itself prompts saying that, oh, this week you have spent this much of time on your screen. You can actually go and see the metrics, or I've spent this much, this many hours on YouTube, this many hours on Netflix, this many hours on TikTok, endlessly scrolling, 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 that many hours. So when I say leisure, you might be thinking, hey, well, I don't go play golf, I don't play tennis, really, I don't have many hobbies. But this comes into it as well, screen time. How much of time are you spending on your screen, endlessly scrolling, scrolling, scrolling? So on average, I've put in about 8 years. But in some cases, it's a lot more, a lot more. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us on the day of Qiyamah, the 2 feet of the son of Adam will not move until he is asked about his time and how he spent that time. If your mobile device is today telling you how much of time you spent on YouTube, how much of time you spent on Netflix, do you know Google? If you go in and see how they're managing your data, for those of you who know this, you can go into the metrics. It'll tell you where and where you went, because Google Maps is linked to it. It'll tell you what and what videos you watched, to the extent data, you know, will tell you, basically people who are involved in data, on a video, how long you spend time on certain portions of the video. There are some people, the minute they see a woman in the video, they have to keep going back to that section and ogling at that woman, ogling at the cleavage, ogling at the skin that is being shown. All this data is there out for you to go and see. Then just imagine on the day of Qiyamah, you think Allah is not going to bring up all this? You think this data is hidden from Allah? If worldly companies have access to your data like this, what about Allah? Everything will be brought out on that day, and your feet will not move until you answer, I spent my time on this. Travel and commuting, whether it is driving to work or traveling for errands, we spend about 2 to 3 years just moving from place to place. Health and maintenance, daily grooming. You know, in front of the mirror, some of us have, what do you call it? Oh, skincare routines now, mashallah. Not bad, it's a good thing. Morning routine, AM routine, PM routine. A lot of time in front of the mirror, a lot of time in the washroom. And then along with that, even I would say exercise also comes into this. And by the way, these are all not blameworthy. These are not bad things. You have to look after yourself. You have to hit the gym if you want to maintain or indulge in some kind of activity. It doesn't always have to be the gym, but some kind of activity, maybe walking, jogging, swimming, something to keep yourself fit and active. Of course, it's important. You have to eat and drink. You have to sleep. So all these things are important. But I want you to realize how much of time is going in all of this. So let's say another 2 to 3 years in health and maintenance. Education, another number of years. If you add all this, my dear brothers and sisters, sleep 20 years, work 10 years, eating 4 years, recreation 8 years, travel 3 years, health 3 years, education 3 years, you arrive at about 50 years gone in all of this. And I'm taking very conservative numbers, by the way. 50 years gone. Gone. How much have you left? Have you got left? 10 years. And funny enough, I didn't factor that you're not held accountable until you reach puberty. When you're 2 years old, it's not like you're doing good deeds. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. On average, children hit puberty at the age of 12, 13, 14, 15. So about 10 years goes in childhood. So in reality, how much of time do we have left? Think about it, subhanallah. How much of time do you think you have left? And you see, I said I'll mention a tangent. Today, if we reflect on video gaming, children in the crowd, youngsters in the crowd, they'll be like, Sheikh, don't go there. Please, don't go there now. My dad's in the crowd. There goes my PS5 time for the weekend. Holiday season is coming around. Children are being, glued to the screen. Computer games, PlayStation, mobile games. There have been studies where teens aged 15 to 19, very crucial time, youth, very crucial time in their lives. They spend an average of 98 minutes per day on gaming and computer use for leisure. That, my dear youngsters, clocks up to 35,000 minutes annually, or 24 full days every single year just on gaming. 1 month, almost 1 month gone entirely just in gaming. Subhanallah, some individuals, there are some gamers, and the gaming community looks up to this. You can actually see how many hours you clock on a game, be it whatever game that is out there, how many hours clocked. And the more the hours, the more the admiration is for the individual, for the gamer. You have YouTubers who are spending hours, they don't eat, they go to extremes where they don't shower, they don't eat, they don't sleep, glued to the screen. Glued to the screen, subhanallah. More than a month of your life gone on an annual basis just in front of the screen. with no productivity whatsoever. What is the opportunity cost? Reflect on it, O youngsters. How much of Quran could have been read in that time? How much of Salah could have been offered in that time? How much of time could you have spent with your family, with your siblings, with your mother, with your father? How much of time could have been spent serving others? How much of time could have been spent learning beneficial and productive things? How much of time could have been spent building a legacy for yourself? But instead, it's just wasted away in front of the screen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us in the previous hadith, your feet will not move until you answer. Ask yourself how productive it is if you have spent 1 month in front of a game. What have you gained out of it after that? What have you gained? The gaming companies are becoming rich. The Twitch streamers are becoming rich. The YouTubers are becoming rich. But you, O youngster, what have you gained? What have you gained? Again, it is not, I can't say entirely it is haram. It depends on the game. There are obviously games, and most games have problematic issues within them. But it needs to be monitored, and you need to get your priorities straight. Don't let it become a distraction that robs you of your akhirah. So my dear brothers and sisters, we have to take advantage of five matters before five matters, as per the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take advantage of your youth before you become old. Today, if you speak to the older generation, they'll tell you, oh, my knees are aching now, my knees. I can't go down for sujood like how I used to go down for sujood. My back aches now. I can't pray standing anymore like how I used to pray. I have to pray seated. I'm trembling now. My focus is gone. My brain is not sharp. You see, your youth will go like this, and then your old age will come. So take advantage of your youth before you become old. Take advantage of your health before you fall sick. There are many a person, once the diagnosis comes, oh, my liver is failing. My kidneys are shutting down. Lipid profile is high. This is high. That is high. Diabetes now. Your health is gone. And it's deteriorating. You're not becoming younger, you're becoming older. So take advantage of your health before you fall sick. Your wealth before you become poor. Oh, people who think that you have wealth with you right now, can you say that, oh, my wealth is going to be with me forever? Forever? Markets have collapsed, economies have crashed, recessions have come about, and experience will tell you, there is many a story out there of rags to riches and riches to rags. Wealth is not permanent. Just because you have your assets, just because you have your wealth stored away for a rainy day, it doesn't mean that it is going to be with you forever and ever. It does not belong to you in the first place. It is a trust given to you by your maker to see how you fare with that trust. So don't be proud about it. Don't be arrogant about it. Use it in the best way possible before it is taken away from you, or before it is transferred from you to your heirs, to your inheritors. Your free time before you become busy. Before you become busy and then you don't have time. Your life before your death. Take advantage of your life before your death. Oh youngster, whilst you play that game, seated in front of the screen, shooting away, one day, you might have to turn and see, there will be a figure next to you. You're going to be surprised. You're going to think, Call of Duty I was playing, Fortnite I was playing, who is this seated next to me? Who are you? Ana malakul maut, I am the angel of death. You will throw the controller. You will want to rush to the masjid. You will want to run and take a bath to purify yourself. Or the one glued in front of all of the haram websites. You will want to make amends. You will want to make tawbah. You will cry, "Oh Malakul Maut, don't take my soul. Let me go ask my father's forgiveness. Ask him to forgive me for all the times I've hurt him. Let me ask my mother to forgive me for all the times I've hurt her. Let me turn to my maker and seek forgiveness from Allah." Not a single second will be given. Malakul Maut, the angel of death, comes at the appointed time, and the soul will be extracted at that time. Oh brother, oh sister, you may be driving to your office. Malakul Maut will be in your vehicle. You may reach your office and Malakul Maut will be seated waiting for you in your office. You may think, "I'm going to go and have a good lunch," but you might not have lunch. "I'm thinking I might lead the prayer. I might not even make it down the pulpit. I might collapse as I walk down the pulpit and my life can be taken away." So make sure we always make dua, "Ya Allah, make our endings beautiful, Ya Allah. Take our soul in a situation where you are pleased with us. We want to be in front of the Kaaba perhaps. We want to be in Masjidun Nabawi perhaps. We want to be in Sajda perhaps. Or at the very least, we don't want to be in a situation of sin. We don't want to be in a cinema. We don't want to be in front of a pornography website. We don't want to be with a PS4 controller in our hands." So ask yourself, prioritize. Prioritize. Get your priorities straight. So therefore, let us reflect on the value of time. Let us work hard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to use our time wisely, to fill our days with ibadah, with worship and good deeds, and to meet Him with a record, with books that please Him. And just as how He united us here in this masjid, may He unite us in the beautiful gardens of Jannah, in the companionship of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wayan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.